Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is grown-up conversations. First of all, let me say that if I'm coming off a bit scratchy, I apologize. I've got COVID, it turns out, but I didn't want you all to miss out your weekly dose of this podcast. So I'll try and keep this short as always, and you focus on the message and not on how I sound. Now, grown-up conversations. I think that as a whole, we know that we can have real, deep, meaningful conversations and discussions at work about certain topics. For example, your team can probably spend 3 days discussing how it should structure its code, debating whether to use this new programming language or that, the benefits of that framework over the other one. Those are the types of discussions that we seem to have a real good grasp on. My beef is that we seem to just leave it at that and miss out on what it really takes to deliver real growth, to deliver real feedback, and create a culture that evolves positively with time. What am I talking about? So I often tell my clients, whenever they talk to me about something, you know, this is bumming me out, I don't like how we do our hiring process, I feel like there's not enough urgency with those people, whatever it is that's not entirely technical, usually what I say is, let's talk about it. You should talk about it as a team. Whatever is going on in your head is not likely to be communicated to others unless you communicate it. Things are not likely to spontaneously improve. You have to do something about it once you notice an issue. If it's an issue that's important enough to warrant your attention, then actually do something. What do we want to be as a team? What's the culture we want? What's the etiquette for meetings, for example? Or what do we do when we realize that we're facing deadlines that don't make any sense? Or when we want to suggest some changes to a roadmap and we don't know how to do it? Whatever. Good, meaningful discussions that should take place and we don't do it. And you know why? When I tell people to do it, a lot of the times I get something like, I don't think that's going to work, or my team is too cynical, and we just have learned to give up. We do not expect to be able to have real meaningful conversations with people at work nowadays, because we don't want to come off as, I don't know, you know, that corporate boss that comes up with company values that no one cares about. Or because we have someone or even a few people on the team who are constantly being cynical and shoot things down and have witty remarks about Everfrank. But the point is, you do not have to accept this. You have agency here and you can change how our discussions take hold. Because I do believe we can have grown-up conversations in the company. We just need to set a bar for it. So to make this actionable, I want you to first accept the fact that if there is anything in your company that you want to change, it has to involve more than a single person if it's not something that's very, very, very tactical. And to get that, we have to communicate properly with our team. If you just put your hands up whenever it comes to that point, you'll never make anything grand happen. To get there, to have those meaningful discussions, you need to work on several things. Number one, you have to ensure that people understand what a discussion or a conversation means. For example, if you have some people who are quick to come in with remarks or shoot things down, I like to start by asking for a suspension of disbelief or setting some ground rules as we start a discussion so that we create a safe space for everyone to actually talk. Number two is that you have to lead by example. And even better, if you can get some allies in the room, people you talk to beforehand, so they are also in on it with you, they're going to help you, they're going to take the lead as well, so you get to a better discussion, at least at the start. This is like you kicking off the discussion. Once you have a few people participating, it is easier for others to follow suit. And lastly, realize that sometimes we have to do some prep work. When you're talking, you're not likely to do a lot of thinking. This applies to everyone. I mean, even me right now, I'm not thinking. I already thought about this beforehand, right? If you need real thinking, not just knowledge sharing, not just informing people of stuff, but you want to have a discussion, a conversation where several opinions are going to be voiced, where people are going to actually change how they think during the conversation, you have to let them time to think. And this is twofold. First of all, it is very beneficial to ensure that they have time to prepare beforehand. This is another step, by the way, of treating these conversations as adults. We look at the conversation as something that's so important that we actually prepare for it. We have prep material, we have some thinking time ahead of time. You know, they say that in Amazon, some of the discussions actually start with 15 or 20 minutes of silence where people sit down and read the prep work together and only then start talking about it. You can do it that way, you can set it ahead of time, whatever works for you. But this is crucial so people actually discuss thoughts and not just talk a lot as a mechanism to learn about the subject. We want them to first learn and then discuss. Second, sometimes you need to allow some more thinking time in between. So you have the prep work, you have a discussion where you start addressing the different options that you have or voicing some questions and having people talk about it. But then, especially if we're talking about changing some people's minds about it, making decisions that are not trivial, sometimes people need some more time. And for example, when I do strategy sessions, I always say we're going to do it 2 days. We have a session one morning and a session the next morning. So people actually get some time to think about things, to see where things settle. You might need the same. So be prepared to say from the get-go, if it's a big enough discussion, that the point of the first session is to go over stuff and only the second session will be around getting a decision made, for example. And this, my friends, is how we treat discussions as adults and create an adult culture where it is fine to talk about stuff. I trust you and know you can do it. You just need to decide that you are willing to go through the first step of discomfort. After all, feeling uncomfortable is just a sign that your old comfort zone is having a hard time keeping up with you. This is a great line I picked up from the book Soundtracks, by the way. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me. My email is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link to that is in the show notes as well. Thank you. See you next week.